From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Visiting Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and President Donald Trump sought to smooth over bilateral disputes during a White House meeting Tuesday. Mr. Trump emphasized the common goal of defeating terrorism.
We support Turkey in the first fight against terror and terror groups like ISIS and the PKK and ensure they have no safe quarter, the terror groups. We also appreciate Turkey's leadership in seeking an end to the horrific killing in Syria.
He also said the countries are attempting to reinvigorate trade and commercial ties. Through an interpreter, Mr. Erdogan described his visit as one that represents a historical turn of the tide.
The relations between Turkey and the United States have been erected upon common democratic values and common interests. Keeping our outstanding relations stronger than ever will be very important, not only for our common interests, but also stability of the globe and peace around the world.
The Turkish leader characterized the relationship as one of a strategic partnership. Their talks took place just a week after the U.S. announced it intended to arm Syrian Kurdish militia in the fight against Islamic State. Ankara considers the militia, known as the YPG, a terrorist organization. Mr. Erdogan said such groups will never be accepted and have no future in the region. Mutinous soldiers in Ivory Coast have accepted a government proposal on unpaid bonuses and returned to their barracks Tuesday. Ivorian Defense Minister Alain Richard Dunwahi said the agreement was reached peacefully and should be definitive. He said it needs to be implemented by all sides. The four-day uprising closed businesses and schools and shut down roads, threatening the economy of the world's top cocoa producer. The West African country is still emerging from the chaos of the 2011 civil war. This is VOA News.